post show for Hijinks and Zoo Podcast 48. I don't know what we're going to talk about. You know, I've been getting emails and comments about how the post show is way better than the podcast because it's like,
pay up, bitches.
It's short and free form, and we don't actually try to do anything. It just happens.
Yeah, but the podcast has to stay structured.
I know. Or but the it
falls apart.
But the post show with Alex was funny. That was funny.
Alex said he'd do it again.
Oh, actually, I'm going to go check
sure
the dryer.
I have to. What?
I'm going to go check the dryer and see if my shit's all clean.
Go
This is where he has to, actually.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'll probably go take a massive dump, too.
Well, then I'm going to pause this and wait for you to get
back.
Don't
pause it. Just fucking
keep
flow.
Rolling.
Free form.
Go.
Go.
Stop talking about going and just go.
Wait, what?
No, he has to get out of the room first. Get out.
Your going looks a lot like sitting.
It's going to look a lot like shitting if
yeah, you should go.
God damn it.
You want to pull up the list, Denise?
If you'll send it to me.
Oh, you're not
online. You're not online.
Yeah, I am, bros. You weirdos. All right, let's look at this first one then, because you're not going to ever send me that thing. Is, whatever. Graphic novels that were made. You know what? We sort of talked about this with Alex. Because the first one here is League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which has a 16% freshness rating at Rotten Tomatoes. And it was worse than that.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about that. Because of the whole, like, shit, I better jump on something. What do you got?
Yeah.
Extraordinary Men. I'll take it. Swords.
Monkey Bone was a graphic novel, apparently. Remember that with Brendan Fraser?
Oh, I remember the commercials for that.
It was like stop motion animation mixed with
it's very strange.
Real life. That looked terrible.
Probably was.
It's got a 19 on Rotten Tomatoes. I did not know. Yeah, they have like full page ads. 30 Days of Night. Which I still haven't seen
good.
The movie.
You didn't see the movie?
The movie is good. I like the comic just a little bit better, but the movie was good.
The movie was very solid. It's a good
really was.
Representation of that. And in, they, again, rated R, so let's just go all out with the violence. They had a machine
oh,
that made...
Oh, that's right. The crunching machine.
They had a machine that made Hamburger Helper.
Nom, nom,
like,
nom.
Hey, get
out of people?
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, hey, get
and
that.
And it's funny because they show it in the very beginning of the movie, and they're like, ha, that's totally going to be used somehow with death.
Yeah, they're like, hey, that turned into Hamburger Helper.
I didn't know that From Hell with Johnny Depp was adapted from an Alan Moore
that's right.
graphic novel.
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah, the movie was, eh. I haven't read the book, though. But the book's supposed to
it's
be good.
It's got a 58 on Rotten Tomatoes, and I don't even know what it's about.
It's about
Jack,
Jack
the
Ripper.
Okay. Dude, okay, wait. Remind me when Josh gets back to tell you about the Alan Moore graphic novel that I checked out.
The Garbage Monster or something?
No, I'll
the Swamp Monster?
I'll tell you. 300, obviously, I think we're all in the same boat. That was
awesome.
Fun and looked amazing. It certainly wasn't like a thinker. But it was definitely a good movie.
Wasn't a thinking piece?
Wasn't a think piece. It's a think piece about a mid-level band struggling to come to terms with their own success. The Rocketeer, I had no idea was a graphic novel.
I didn't know that either. That's an awesome movie.
I don't know if that one counts.
I love The Rocketeer.
I know, me too.
I love the clay Rocketeer that flies off the building.
Like, so great.
Let's see what else we've got on here.
Damn, it's slow.
Oh, another ad. Thanks, Rotten Tomatoes.
Wanted is next.
Well, that's balls and a half.
God, I can't believe I still watch that with Josh.
I hear the book was pretty strange, but good.
No one likes Mark... Was it Mark Millar? Is that his name? Mark Millar?
The main character in that?
He's like, no, the guy that wrote it. He's like a cocksucker, apparently. Like,
yes.
All of his books had this, like, I'm so fucking awesome attitude to him, and...
Oh, really?
The end of the book ends with the character addressing the person reading it and telling him that he's fucking them in the ass. It's really strange.
What? Okay.
V for Vendetta, I think everyone agrees, was a better graphic novel than movie.
I haven't read the book. I'm actually kind of reading it on and off right now.
I don't know. That's another... if you didn't read the book, you probably enjoyed the movie.
And I thought it was all right. We talked about this with Alex, too, actually. But I thought it was all right. I just... was not pulled in. Sin City, on the other hand, like, changed the way I looked at movies for a brief period of time.
That was good.
That was interesting because of... They played out to some of the cheesiness that comic books have, but it worked. And yeah. That was a bold...
Because
like,
you were inside it. Like, you felt like that was the world you were in.
Right.
So the overly drawn-out narration and the cartoony violence and...
It was a bold move, and it's interesting because I'm sure the spirit is on this list, and I think they tried to do the same thing, and apparently that just sucked balls.
Yeah, it was terrible. Road to Perdition, I did not know was a graphic novel.
I never even saw the movie or read the book.
I didn't know that was a graphic novel.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
What's be bad?
Next is going to be... A History of Violence. I like the movie. The graphic novel is also apparently better than this. Boy. That was a weird movie. You just don't expect it to twist when it does. Like,
I have that DVD. I never watched it for some reason.
Well, then I guess I got it on sale or
something.
Akira.
Akira doesn't count because it's just an anime made exactly of the manga.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we took the storyboard and made it into an anime.
Yeah, that's stupid. That shouldn't be on this list.
Blade. I wonder if Blade's on this list. Blade should be on this list.
It's not a graphic novel.
Well, that's true. It's not a graphic novel.
That's in the category with Spider-Mans and such. Ghost World, I've never seen, nor have I heard that it was a graphic novel.
I haven't seen it, but I did know it was a graphic novel.
Is that one with Steve Buscemi?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
What's it about?
It's just like two girls.
Geeky girls, yeah, and Steve Buscemi, apparently. I don't know.
Thora Birch is a relatively unknown Scarlett Johansson. Ghost World opened to widespread
Scarlett Johansson?
Critical acclaim.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Okay. Thora Birch kind of fell off the face of the planet after American Beauty.
Yeah, she showed her boobs and that was it.
Yeah. Persepolis was, I think, didn't that win some Academy Awards?
Oh, yeah, it did. It got some pretty good nods.
I had no idea that was a graphic novel.
It's supposed to be really good, both the movie and the book.
Yeah, the animation that looks really slick. Okay, that's all that's on there. Other list. Seven badass villains who lost to retarded heroes. Number one, Dr. Claw. You've got to be kidding me. This poor guy runs an evil organization. He's got a crazy claw hand. He's got bombs and shit, an evil cat. And Inspector Gadget isn't even trying to stop him. The daughter and or the niece and the dog foil him every time.
I'll get you, Gadget.
Yeah, that's true. She had like a laptop or something with her.
A book. A computer book is what she called it.
To solve, yeah. A 128K laptop.
And it had four buttons, and she just kept pressing them over and over.
You know,
I can control the car now, brain.
Now that I think back, this show did kind of piss me off. Because I was like, he's such a fucking idiot. And like, you always wanted like, at some points, Dr. Claw to actually win.
Always.
Because you're like, okay, this guy sucks.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Dun, 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 dun,
Chief? Dun, dun, dun. Go, Gadget, go.
Go, Gadget. Giant blue dong.
I know, that probably... I'm sure that Inspector Gadget had some really awkward sex moments with, like, hookers at times. Because they'd be in the middle of doing it, like a fucking umbrella comes out of his head, punches the hooker in the face.
Donkey punches her with an umbrella.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a bloody nose. It's going to cost
I'm so
you
sorry.
Extra. It's going to cost you extra, mister.
It's terrible.
Number six is No Heart, villain to the Care Bears.
Yes.
I did not even know they had a villain.
Dude, you didn't
know
that?
Of course they did.
No.
Every character had a villain they had to fight.
Like fucking Gargamel or some shit. He's got to be on this list.
Yeah, he is.
Gargamel has to be.
Yeah, No Heart.
Pussy. No heart.
No heart.
No heart.
He was defeated by the power of love, I assume.
Of course. I love the Care Bears.
Every fucking week, he couldn't come up with something to be like, it's an anti-love
device.
I don't remember them having an antagonist. I thought they just kind of sat on clouds and fingered each other or whatever.
It was mostly that.
Yay. We're coming fluff.
Like every time they come, like a rainbow, just psh, and that's how rainbows are made, kids. Yay!
Terrible.
Oh, only blue.
I can smell your love.
Yeah, it was the same thing every week.
What the hell, man?
Josh would agree to this.
What? Say yes.
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 Did you watch Care Bears?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had an antagonist.
Oh, God.
No heart.
No heart.
Put your shit on.
they had an evil wizard that tried to stop them. I thought they just kind of sat around dildoing each other.
Yeah,
like,
no,
in
it was.
Clouds.
I mean, no, it's just like the Smurfs had fucking Gargamel. Like,
yeah,
right?
I didn't know they had problems. I thought they just shared love with.
They
the
had
world.
To Care Bear stare against something.
I thought it was against like racism. I don't know.
What, like, wow. Fucking...
They see, like, some skinheads, and they're like...
They come out, and they're like...
Care Bear stare! They jizz rainbows all over the place.
Yeah, speaking of which, number five is Gargamel.
Gargamel, that shithead.
But he wasn't, like, a super villain. I
his
mean, he
plots
was, he was
were
really
only
smart.
Revealed in, like, the first three episodes. And after that, it was just get them. But he used to actually want to... I believe he wanted to make them into stew or some shit like that.
Blue stew.
I've heard they'd make a delicious stew.
Ooh, whoa, whoa. You throwing away that Smurf? Get that. Some green beans, some carrots. Got yourself a stew.
Smurf stew.
He wanted to make gold. I'm sorry, not stew, but gold. In his early appearances, he wanted to capture the Smurfs in order to make gold.
Yeah,
later,
doesn't?
He decided to eat them. Finally, he got tired of making excuses and admitted he just wanted to slaughter them because murder is awesome. That's what it says.
But he wanted to probably like pimp them out and make like gold little... necklace Smurfs that he could wear when they were gold. That, or
he was
wanted
basically
to...
constantly foiled by running away.
Yeah, pretty much.
They never did. It never confronted him. He chased them and they ran away.
Wait, what about gold? They made gold and he wanted the gold?
I think if you crush their bones, it turns into gold.
And then he would sell that to 800 buy your gold.
Cash for gold.
Yeah, cash for gold. And then he sold that gold.
All right.
God.
At a reasonable price.
Number four is Duke Sigmund Igthorn, whose name I don't remember, but I certainly do remember him as the villain to the gummy bears. Bouncing here and there and everywhere. Blah, 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 without a care. They are the gummy bears.
I love the gummy bears.
I love that show.
I love the gummy bears.
I like that they had superpowers.
I like how they had to defeat a Frenchman.
Gummy bear
like,
juice.
That's real
tough. And daring adventure.
Yeah, they had like Kool-Aid that super hopped them up. And
with
made their
gummy berry juice. Yeah, thank you.
That's what I was saying. They're fucking, they were
make
doing like liquid meth.
They sing out in chorus, fighting along as their song fills the air. Something like that.
Like, you know how they had like, you know how they had the alien. You know how they had like alien vision in like Alien 3 where it looked like a cat's eye or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm sure that when they fucking drank that juice that they had like some sort of like...
Like rage vision.
Yeah, it's like... Everything turns
they
to like...
Just...
Predator view and then like...
They just got bouncy.
That's why they were freaking out because they're like, it's so happy!
It was
so
just,
fucking
yeah,
happy!
It was just X.
I need to kill somebody!
Boing, 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 boing.
And in their head they're...
System is down. The system is down.
I hate you guys.
He lost to candy. That's God, the funny part.
God damn it.
Gummy Bears was one of the only cartoons that was not to buy toys, but to make you buy candy.
Right.
Love gummy
Which is
bears.
Interesting because I actually hated Gummy Bears as a kid. Like
Why?
The candy.
The
you
actual.
You don't know anything about sweets, though. You're terrible at that.
And whatever. Then that led to a lot of diabetes Eesh. In Mexico.
Yeah.
Chicle?
That's
Fuck
probably,
you, gummy bears.
That's probably the only reason I don't have diabetes today.
You built a tolerance against
I
it?
Don't know.
I don't know. I don't. Honestly, I didn't watch Teddy Ruxpin, but apparently his villain was Quellor, the supreme oppressor of the Monsters and Villains Organization,
I didn't
which was
watch
called
that
MAVO.
Either. I never watched
wow,
that.
They had an organization back then? That's pretty
it's the
organized.
Guild of Calamitous Intent.
They had to file paperwork with him.
The only thing
he's like, wait, did you have a run in with Teddy Ruxpin?
Well,
yes,
it's
we
not
did.
On file.
Well, we're gonna need some paperwork, and
in
I need a triplicate, and I need you to fill out those forms, and I need you to make a deposit.
See, I don't.
I only had the toys.
The only good thing about Teddy Ruxpin was putting Metallica tapes in his ass. That's the he was useless.
Lord.
Professor Norton Nimnall.
Oh shit!
From Rescue Rangers.
Yes.
That sad sack of shit was losing to varmints and bugs.
Although I like the
fucking disease plague carrying rats.
The mobster cat better as a villain.
Fat
in
cat.
That show, yeah.
Was that his name? Fat cat.
Something like that.
Yeah, but then remember these are.
Oh my god! It's your
villains.
Cat. It's Kirby. Kirby is a cat mafia.
That's what I'm saying. We should have.
What?
You should have called him
his name
Uncle
Monterey
Carmine.
Jack?
Yeah.
He may have been the earliest bear in my life.
Wait, what?
Wow. While all the boys were fantasizing about Gadget, he's like, Monty looks pretty good.
It's the mustache.
Why is it Monty got some more screen time? Well, did you ever watch the WWF wrestling super show or whatever? That was pretty full of those guys.
Oh, with Mean Gene.
Yeah, and Captain Lou. Captain Rubber Band Face. Yeah, that's pretty sad when, like, a hamster and some mice foil your evil
but
world
Gadget
domination
was
plans.
A genius.
Every week, that
with,
damn
like, Tinker
mouse.
Toys and bananas and shit. I mean, like, she...
Like, he's, like, fucking, like, splitting atoms and doing badass shit, and they're like, I pooped in the corner and drank from the salt lick.
I pooped in your shoes. He drank from the salt lick.
Don't question it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then that foiled everything.
Thank you.
He drank from the salt lick.
Also, Zipper,
you actually can drink from a salt lick. I'm just gonna, throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Anyway. Like, the big giant block of salt gets worn down in the center in the middle when it rains. That fills with water.
Okay, good.
Cows
good.
Will continue to
thank
drink
you,
them.
Farmer Josh. Yeah. I appreciate
there
it.
Do you actually know that?
I appreciate
yes.
it.
Yes.
Strange. Very strange.
Can you still hear the lambs, Josh?
Meh. Oh,
thank you.
I can still hear the Foo Fighters, too.
I want to point out that Zipper the Fly seemed to really outlast like the 2-week lifespan that he should have had.
Really? The fuck is that?
Number one is some evil goat-headed skull batwing creature called Tyrek.
What is that from?
Look down, scroll down.
Oh my god!
What?
They had a villain?
Dude, they had a badass villain if you look at him.
That is fucked up. Like a cow skull for a head.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
My Little Pony.
That is fucked up.
Right? I don't remember that at
all.
He's
a half goat, half horse, half man.
Did Strawberry Shortcake have, like, Satan for an enemy? Like, what is going
no,
on?
No, she had the guys that wanted to get rid of all the color in the world.
Oh, I was going to say they had a bunch of dudes in a white van that would drive around.
Oh, my God. Did you just go there, really? That's terrible.
Candy little girl.
Stop it.
I was watching that Dimitri Martin show.
Want to go for a ride?
And he's talking about... He shows a picture of a van. And he goes, I bet when vans first came out, creeps were like, all right.
Wow. Subtle. Very subtle.
My Little Ponies. I see. Now, I know they sat around licking each other's buttholes. They didn't have a villain. They didn't have problems.
They had little palaces, and they
brush each other's
had
hair.
Little baby ponies, too. And
where did the
had,
baby
making
ponies
pancakes.
Come from?
There's one stud that shows up every like month or so. He's like, line up, ladies.
My Little Ponies can hop on My Little Penis.
Were you the one that sent me the donkey sucking its own dick? Thank
yes!
you, thank you, internet. You basically are the internet for that.
What?
Somebody said that to me, and I'm like,
okay.
I can't be the only one.
So
that
instead
has to
of like
this.
The standard,
who reared it? What the hell?
Instead of the standard internet video of like a horse with a giant dong, it's a donkey with a god like a 3-foot penis, and he starts licking it, and then he starts going to fucking town on it for like 8 minutes. Like chewing it and yeah. fucking downing it, and then like, oh man, like
yeah. And just so we're clear, he does get off.
Oh, I didn't go that far.
No. If you, it's really pixelated, but you can see when you see it happen. You know, he fucking shoots like half a gallon.
Does it bust a hole through his head?
No, because he's licking it from the side, and it like.
Thanks.
Out the other side.
No, really, internet. I appreciate it.
Did he donkey punch himself?
That's like a rear, it's a me punch.
Like rear kick to the back legs.
So. I kind of hate you tonight. Just
it's a me punch.
What
that
the hell,
is
man?
Terrifying.
I thank you for going along
no.
with that.
Whatever, man.
I hate the kind of person that your poor mother turned me into.
Hey, you know what? It's nature. It's natural. It was on the Discovery Channel.
I didn't even know that was possible.
You know, yeah. What? You know, it's like you have a different internet than I do, because when I'm on the internet,
stuff.
Things like donkeys sucking their own dicks are flying at my face and I'm trying to avoid them.
Well, I can't exactly do that at work when
it
I'm
is,
working.
It is seriously, it's like that scene in 300 where the arrows block out the sun, and I'm like, fine, then I'll internet in the shade. It's like that's how much donkey dick sucking is flying at me when I'm trying to be on the internet.
That
maybe
also,
it's just Josh.
Crazy.
That also needs to be a shirt. Of you, the comic you, with a shield and like a bunch of monitors flying at it with various like internet things
internet
on there.
Porn.
Yeah, that's not complicated
and it's
at all.
Bouncing off.
Right.
Pinwheel internet in the shade.
Oh my god.
Listeners of the podcast will get it.
What the hell?
The like 7 listeners of the post show.
What's up,
yeah,
JJ?
The post show has less than
what's up, Mr.
100
Abrams?
People that can even hear it.
Yeah.
Someday I'll open it up though. When this is all over, I'll open this up and then everyone will get to see the vault.
And then it'll be like opening Capone's vault.
Yeah, except there'll be something in it.
And it's like, there's like a Kleenex.
And we'll get a Geraldo to do it.
Yes!
We're opening the vault!
Let's see if there's anything else we want to talk about here. I'm going to go through my internet real quick. See what's going on. Southwest Southwest internet's going on right now.
Whatever.
Right there.
Five deadly sci-fi gadgets you can build at home.
What about that one?
No. What? I heard you said.
5 sci-fi gadgets you can build at home. 5 deadly sci-fi gadgets
no.
you can build at home. Number 1, Tesla coil.
Yay!
Can you really build one at home?
Number 2... set your car on fire.
Well, actually, number 5 is Tesla coil. Number 4 is a laser.
How do you? You don't just like build that at home.
I don't know. They got.
It's not like
you got
kids.
A video of a guy.
It's like step
ask
one.
Mom's
buy,
permission.
Buy a
then
laser
dig the
kit.
Shit out of the kitchen. Like,
there's like a video of a dude burning a hole in his wall. Number 3 is a rail gun.
Sweet. Yeah, but not
yeah,
a good one.
Terrible.
You can make a railgun out of rulers.
I don't know. They
magnets.
They get some videos of this shit. It looks pretty scary.
That's you know they considered using railgun technology to send vehicles into space?
That'd be awesome.
What?
They would actually...
They keep overshooting the moon, though?
The problem was that it was, like, too much. Like, it would... Once it reached terminal velocity, the whole thing would explode, basically.
It's pretty sweet. Clearly, we should weaponize this.
8 important lessons learned from 80s cartoons.
Oh, you know what I saw that was fucked up, speaking of railguns?
Was it a donkey sucking himself off?
Yes. Have you seen that?
Yes, actually I have.
Okay, never mind.
You know, I'm going to take up that video just for Denise.
Please don't.
No, I don't want to see that. What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Have you heard, you know those neodymium magnets or whatever that
yeah.
are like... You can't pull them apart if you want to.
Yeah.
You actually have to slide them off of each other. All right. There's a video on YouTube, I guess, of a guy that there's 2 of them sitting about 3 feet away from each other, and he is working between them, and they get somehow close enough to attract each other from across the table, and they slam into his finger and take the tip off of it.
Fuck.
And he's just like blah blah blah, and like. Blood everywhere and
fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's from a horror movie called Magnets. Let's see. While you're looking up donkey dicks, I'm gonna go through these.
Just Google
it. Some douchebag built a Noah's Ark replica because I guess he didn't have anything else to do with his time.
Like a full sized one.
Sure. Oh God!
I'm not
did you guys see
that, Josh?
Did
no, you should.
No, I'm not clicking that.
Do it. I just want to get your reaction.
No.
I just
no,
want
come on.
To get
it's,
your reaction.
It's nature.
It's nature.
I just want
to... Here, Eli, you can click it. That's cool.
And then put her face in front of it.
I'm not clicking that. It's gross.
Please do that thing. You want to go to there.
I do not. I've stayed away this long from... What did 2 girls?
I don't
whatever.
Know how. I don't know how. Where did you have like a net nanny on your internet?
I just don't click on shit
I'm
like
swatting
that.
Swatting this shit away like bats. Like I can't not.
I don't
why
Google
are,
for it.
Why do you have a video called Turtle Sex with a Shoe on your screen?
I don't know. Let's look at
is
it.
Is that turtle actually humping a shoe?
Let's find out.
And yes. Oh god. Oh wow.
Oh wow. He's going to town,
dude. He's got some amazing O face. That's incredible.
Oh, poor confused turtle.
Oh, look at his dick!
Wait, what?
Look at his little dick!
Oh my god!
He's like, why is it not going in?
Wow. This is horrifying. Click that off. I shouldn't be watching this.
Is clicking off what you do on the... Never mind. Oh!
It's prehensile.
Oh, it's cool. It has to grab and then interlock.
Oh.
Interlock.
Did you click?
He's making.
I am not clicking anything you send me ever.
We're listening to live coverage of a turtle getting off.
Fucking a shoe.
Getting off on a shoe.
He's trying so hard. He's spinning the shoe around.
Did you wear those shoes after this?
Why a shoe? Of anything? Why a shoe?
Maybe it smells like turtle vagina.
Damn it.
Turtle vag smells like rubber.
He's going... Let's see if it ends.
Does he finish?
He gets it pregnant. I don't...
It has a little horrible demon shoe turtle baby.
Teenage shoe turtles, teenage
like, I think this is where it gives up.
Poor guy.
Oh, poor thing.
This oh, man.
I should.
Like, fine, bitch.
I should not have watched that.
Fuck you. You cold bitch.
Rigid.
Shoe.
Horror!
Or if he actually finished, he might be like, I'll call you. Shoe.
Yeah, the money's on the dresser.
Every time he passes that shoe in the hall, he's like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, the money's in my other shoe.
I'm a
turtle. I gotta go ever so slowly.
Going.
He's like, I got a bolt.
Okay.
Melissa. Oh, maybe that's where we got that kid that was like, I like turtles, kid.
You're dressed up like a zombie. Is that cool?
I like turtles. Oh, are you the love child of a turtle in a shoe? Apparently.
I don't know. He has like a Polaroid of the turtle. It's my dad.
It's my dad. Miss him.
All right, I sent you a list.
Oh, you did?
8 important lessons learned from 80s cartoons.
I don't know how the internet works.
It's actually a pretty good list.
Apparently you can find turtle humping shoes. All
right, this will be the last thing. This is Cartoon the Smurf. Lesson, communism works.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I see that.
That's true. Everyone had a job.
That's true.
They contributed to their community. No one did anyone else's job. They just performed their function. They were red. Cartoon Popeye, lesson spinach is good for you. That's pretty self-explanatory, I want to say. You know, Popeye's in the public domain now?
Oh, really?
Yep. At least in the UK.
In Europe, yeah.
Hey, okay, how is this early G.I. Joe poster not extremely gay?
Holy
look at
shit,
this.
That's like fucking Village People.
That is the gayest thing ever.
Oh, the one where they're all doing the fist
pumping?
Yes,
there's a sailor and like a football player and they all have mustaches on.
Wait, let's see if
shirtless.
let's see if we can name these. On the far left is Kung Fu Joe.
Kung Fu Joe.
Or no.
Scuba Joe.
What was that guy's name? Okay, the guy next to him is...
Oh, he had ninja stars on his
shirt.
And he never used them. He never pulled them out.
They never did. But he threw them. They just never used those.
Yeah, they were always there is what I'm
saying. Second guy is...
Scuba Face.
Is it Barbecue? Is that the guy's name?
No, Scuba Face.
Dude, that's the firefighter.
Oh.
That's Pork Chop Sandwiches.
Pork Chop...
Pork Chop Sandwiches. Because he's got the...
Pork Chop Sandwiches.
I love your
God, what the fuck? Get the fuck out! Place is gonna burn down. Oh, fuck!
Oh, Pork Chop Sandwiches. Next to that is...
I don't know who that is.
Laserhead. Snake Eyes.
Oh, Snake Eyes.
I think that's what is Heisman Trophy. That's...
Tackle?
Brett Favre.
Oh,
and
damn.
And then there's Gay Sailor. His name was Shipwreck.
Shipwreck.
I had him.
Everybody.
He had a pirate
Everybody
that clipped
had
onto
Shipwreck.
His shoulder.
Yeah.
I bet you did.
He must have been in low demand if there were so many of them.
Ah, fuck, man. It's going to drive me nuts. I can't remember that.
Some fuckhole and then Duke.
Sandstorm is next to him.
Sandstorm?
That's a dude. I had that guy.
Okay. Duke. Cobra Commander.
No. What are you talking about? That's the chick.
Next to Duke is not a chick.
Next to Sandstorm is a chick.
Oh, Lady Jane.
Is that Lady Jane?
Lady Jane, bro. The only girl G.I. Joe.
And then Bob the Mexican.
Yeah,
in
and
the
then
back.
Like janitor in the back. G.I. Joe, knowing is half the battle. These are dumb.
No, wait. You got to read the actual...
You're not going to read the whole article.
You don't have to read the whole article.
The other half of the battle is kicking Cobra's ass.
Terrorist.
Snake Eyes, Duke, Lady Jane, Shipwreck. Teamwork, cooperation. Okay, whatever. This is serious. Cartoon Scooby-Doo. Listen, trust no one. That's true. Everyone's a fucking liar. Takes these fucking pothead hippies to tell you that. All right, He-Man. Lesson, it's okay to be gay.
Oh, I wasn't allowed to watch that.
Neither was I, because it was made by people that worship the devil.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool. Like that's why I couldn't watch
the
it.
The writers, too. The animators, they sat down and they worshiped Satan. They made this cartoon.
I like how it's written. He's described as golden locks cut into a tasteful bob. Buff biceps, tan tone, hairless torso.
He invites his handsome friends, the masters of the universe, to come hang out in his castle. Jim teaches us that girls rock.
Jim is her name.
I was embarrassed of how much I liked Jim.
I love Jim.
I liked
nothing
it
to be embarrassed
a
about
lot.
That.
It was fabulous. She has it all. The bubblegum pop band
she
called
was
the Holograms.
Kick ass.
Ninja Turtles taught us that April O'Neil is hot. There were several episodes where like she was dressed up for like a ball or something, and they're like, "Woo woo, April!" Like, really? Do mutant turtles find April attractive, or do you want to fuck that shoe in the corner?
That's
horrible. Like a big shoe monster. Transformers taught us if we're not careful, robots will kill us all. Did you ever notice how little collateral damage Earth took from the robot war happening on it?
Oh, well, like, the mountains always, like, broke apart and shit.
Yeah, but they stayed in the desert. They never really, you know, there was never
They never took the fight to the homeland?
Yeah, and, you know, the U.S. government didn't seem to care too much about the intergalactic space war happening in its backyard.
Those documents kept coming on the president's, like, desk, and he's like, Jimmy Carter's...
Yeah, Megatron,
If I ignore it, maybe it'll go away.
Jimmy Carter's, like, filing under Area 51.
It says, Megatron determined to attack U.S. within 3 months.
Yeah, weather balloons. It's all weather balloons.
Oh, my God. That was it. That's all. Thanks, Megatron. I'm gonna go check my stats real quick, and then we're done. I mean, this music sure has got me in a mood for sleepiness. Yeah, I used to listen to Radiohead to go to sleep.
I used to listen to Nine Inch Nails to go to sleep.
How? You sleep in a coffin or a hyperbaric chamber?
Seriously, the downward spiral, like play bedtime.
Bumble mumble. Bumble mumble. Whatever. Are we done?
I think so.
Okay, so tomorrow is the beginning of the Battlestar finale. And then Friday night, I'm going to miss the finale. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to be out of town.
Oh.
I'm going to have to avoid, like, the internet and my own website until I get back.
That's
fantastic.
Funny.
And when I get home, I'm going to be like, kiss wife, kiss baby, watch Battlestar. We're done.
Well, see you later.
You sound like that turtle.
Huh.
That is what he sounded like.